Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes! Oh, it is. The 8 o'clock hour of the Alex Dono Show. God's Plan by Drake, right? One of the few hip-hop songs I actually recognize. Man, that's impressive. Just that I know that.
I heard about maybe 4 songs of his new album last week, and I was like, same thing.
Dude, when his album came out, it was a trending topic on Twitter, and it took me like a day to figure out what the hell that was. Scorpion SZN, like, it was at the top of my Twitter trends. I'm like, what is that? Is that like a show on NBC, Scorpions? I didn't know what that was. Like, a day later, I realized it was the Drake album.
By the way, I don't think I told you, my girlfriend just got back from Toronto. She went there with her mom on a little mini vacation.
Okay.
Apparently, nobody there knows who Drake is.
That can't be possible.
I swear, wherever she was, Drake? Oh, from the TV show.
I'm calling shenanigans on that.
Drake from the TV show.
Wasn't he on a TV show when he was a kid?
Yeah, I forgot the name of it.
Degrassi.
Something like that. They know him as the guy on the TV show.
So they don't care about his music. They know him as like a child star.
Basically, or the guy that sits on courtside seats with, for Raptor games.
Well, so they know him. I guess they just don't like his music up there.
Nobody spoke about his music. He's not a big artist to them.
Well, they probably are mad that even though he is Canadian, he spends most of his time in like Florida and California. Like Bieber. Like Bieber's a turncoat. Justin now, Bieber.
Yeah, that's a different story.
That guy's Canadian. You realize that.
Everyone's a believer.
I'm not. Justin Bieber is Canadian. And, you know, he lives in Hollywood somewhere. He spends a lot of time in Miami. You remember a few years back, Bieber got busted because he was in like a whorehouse down in Brazil. So he's spending more time in Rio brothels, drag racing on Miami Beach, driving too fast in his neighborhood in L.A. He completely turned his back on Canada, as did Drake.
And what did Justin Bieber do in Argentina? He grabbed a person's flag and what, like spit on it or something?
Oh, I don't even know about that.
Remember that part? No, you didn't remember?
No. What do I care about Justin Bieber? He really did that? He spit on an Argentinian flag?
Yeah, like he took it out from the crowd because I guess they wanted him to sign it and while he was in Buenos Aires.
Why would he do? Did he think he was in Brazil? And he's like, oh, this will get a huge pop. Let me spit on the Argentinian. Oh, wait, I'm in Argentina. Oh, oops.
Remember, he got banned from Argentina.
Oh, I do remember that. So he got banned from Argentina for. I just thought Argentina figured out, like, why do we want this punk in our country?
Yeah,
right.
Well, remember when he came here about, what was it, 2-3 years ago? They had a long list of fans right outside our gates waiting to get in.
I remember that. And you know what? I was in the building here at the same time that Justin Bieber was here, and I didn't even look for him. Right. Another time, I remember when Demi Lovato was in the building. I looked for her, and we shared a look, right? Like, I looked into Demi Lovato's eyes, and I could tell her eyes were telling me, damn, if I didn't see the wedding ring on that dude's finger, I'm jumping his bones. Like, that was exactly, I could read that from Demi Lovato's eyes when she was in here.
I had the same deal with Baby Rhea.
I don't even know who that is. Who's Baby Rhea? Is that, like, an artist?
Rexa or Rhea, whatever her name is.
Oh, I think it is Rexa. I know that because I think like some of her songs are on like my wife's playlist.
Yeah, she sings with Florida Georgia Line.
Is she good looking?
I think she's gorgeous.
And so she wants some of the Chang?
I hope my girlfriend's not listening.
Don't worry about her. She's not listening. She's in Canada.
What
she's
do you
coming
mean?
Back
she just
from Canada.
Because of her, remember?
Yeah, that's so she knows you're all about it.
Like, I actually confessed to her about it, and she smiled.
I'm sure she would. It's a lot of influence she has over you. If you'd like to get in, share your infinite wisdom with us via the phone lines. 305-567-0560. 954-567-0560. #560 on your cell. Or you can get at us via the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line at 560-22. But please don't text and drive. Let me give you some background on something with Tony Parker. before we get to what Tony Parker has done tonight. So a big part of the reason for the friction between Kawhi Leonard and the San Antonio Spurs is Tony Parker related, right? When Kawhi was dealing with his quad injury and not playing last season, he only played 9 games with the Spurs last year. Kawhi was dealing with the quad injury. The San Antonio Spurs doctors apparently had cleared him, but Kawhi, he went and sought a second opinion, and they said, no, he shouldn't be playing with this injury. But Tony Parker was trying to convince or coerce Kawhi Leonard into coming back, held a players-only meeting where he implored Kawhi to come back and play, and Tony Parker said publicly, I had the same kind of injury, but mine was 100 times worse than that. So Kawhi did not take kindly to that. Essentially, Tony Parker is trying to one-up me. Oh, I was way more hurt than Kawhi, and I came back quicker than Kawhi. Does it change anything with Kawhi on the Spurs now that Parker has agreed to a 2-year, $10 million deal to sign with the Hornets, the Charlotte Hornets? So Tony Parker is out. He's out of San Antonio.
No Timmy.
Well, yeah, but I don't think that has anything to do with Kawhi.
But you mean to tell me that the most recent Spur with success is Manu Ginobili? So Spurs are maybe looking for...
Yeah. They got Manu. They may not have Kawhi. They don't have Tony. You know, Timmy's gone. But no, but I'm just wondering, though, like for Kawhi Leonard, I still don't think he likes Popovich from everything that I'm hearing. But we know he despises Tony Parker. Tony Parker no longer a San Antonio Spur. Does that soften the idea for Kawhi? And he can still leave next summer in free agency, right? Like, he only has to stick it out there one more year. He's a free agent next summer, right? But he's requested to be traded. He wants out of San Antonio at all costs this summer. Despises Tony Parker. Does the idea of staying in San Antonio and playing for one more year, does that become any more palatable for Kawhi Leonard now that the guy he hates most is leaving? Right? Because he wants to stay West, right? Some reports say he wants to join LeBron in Los Angeles. Other reports say, no, he doesn't want to be LeBron's sidekick, but he does want to play in Los Angeles for the Clippers. Either way, it sounds like Kawhi Leonard wants to be traded elsewhere in the Western Conference, while the Spurs, I think wisely so, do not want to trade him at all costs to a Western team, because they don't want to trade him to a team that they directly compete with in that side of the playoff bracket. I get that. I get that you don't want to send, unless your hands are completely tied, if you can avoid it at any cost, Philadelphia, do you have an offer? Boston, have an offer? Miami, do you have a good offer for Kawhi? They would much prefer to trade him East and West, but he only wants to play in the West. Does Kawhi now decide, you know what, I'm going to suck it up, play one more season in San Antonio. I'm still only 26 years old. I'm 27 next summer. I can sign wherever I want to as a free agent. I'll put up with this nonsense for one more year if I don't have to play with Tony Parker, who I despise. Does that make this situation any more palatable for Kawhi Leonard? Does Kawhi Leonard decide, you know what, it's a little bit less painful playing here because at least the guy that called me out through the media, who I cannot stand, is no longer a Spur? Jesse Lockhart tweeted to us, I call shenanigans on Canadians not knowing Drake. My girlfriend, who is Canadian, knows all about Drake.
He said Canadian. I said people that live in Toronto.
Yeah, but they should know him best. That's his hometown, the Six.
They didn't know him. Right where Buffalo is, when you cross Niagara Falls,
yeah.
They don't know who Drake is unless you say, oh, it's the guy from the TV show.
She probably talked to 3 people about that. Like, I'm calling shenanigans on
that. What are you trying to say? She's a liar?
No, I'm saying she probably talked to, like, 4 senior citizens who wouldn't know Drake anyway.
Bro, me and you're about to fight right now.
I'm not. I'm saying that it wasn't an adequate statistical sample. I'm saying she talked to the wrong people. You're staring daggers at me right now. Can we get to my top 3? My top 3 weekend predictions. Dono's top 3 list.
It's time for the 3 most important things you'll hear today. Alex Dono's top 3 on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM.
Prediction number 1, Manny Chang tries to punch me in the face for calling his girlfriend a liar. No, that's not real. But I have never seen him look that angry. I've never, For 2 weeks, I've been calling him the biggest curse. Like, I even said last week, Manny Chang is more damaging to Germany than losing two world wars with what you did to their soccer team. That didn't make him angry. Yet I say that his girlfriend didn't talk to the right people in Canada about Drake, and now he wants to punch me in the face. I realize that's the line you get. And your girlfriend is lovely. I love your girlfriend. I'm not calling her out. I'm just saying I don't buy this idea that people in Toronto don't know Drake. I think that's complete and utter hogwash. No disrespect to your lovely girlfriend, who's wonderful.
Come at me, man.
Man, Chang is going to like throw a chair at me. I'm going to have to lock the door to the studio. There's no lock in here. Dear God.
No lock in Studio 88, baby.
I just realized there's no lock on the Studio 88 door. This could get very, very ugly for me. All right. My top three weekend predictions. As we always do, we start at number three, work our way up to number one. I don't know if you like this or not, but these are the teams I picked to advance tomorrow from the quarters to the semis in the World Cup. This one's tough for me because so many shenanigans from Russia sports. The doping scandals in the Olympics. Vladimir Putin has had political rivals killed on a whim. And yet, I am picking Luka Modric, Marcelo Brozovic, Ivan Perisic, Sime Versalico and company from Croatia to advance past the Russians into the semifinals. I have got Croatia defeating Russia in what should be a pretty fun game tomorrow. I think that's the morning game, 10 a.m., if I'm not mistaken, and the other game is the 2 p.m. Oh, so Sweden-England, that's the early game, and Croatia. Oh, that makes sense, because Russia, they get the primetime spot because it's the host country.
You think Petrov wouldn't like to have that happen?
Listen, Vladimir Putin here. I make sure that Team Russia get the prime position here, right? I do not allow the British, the capitalist pigs from Britain and the socialist scum from Sweden, I do not allow them to have the primetime spot. I'm here from Mother Russia. Communist Mother Russia. We're no longer communist officially, but wink, wink, nod. We're a little communist still. Russia have primetime spot. What is this Croatia? 25 years ago, not even a country. We destroy Croatia tomorrow. Russia been country for 10,000 years, my friend. Croatia been country since 1997. We cannot allow them to advance.
We flew to space first.
That is true. And Russia, they put the first monkey in space. They put the first woman in space, the first man in space, the first satellite in space. But we beat their asses to the moon, baby. We beat them to the moon.
And what's that done for us?
Yeah, not a whole lot. What did we learn from the moon? We took back a couple of rocks. Like,
we saw a guy bouncing in black and white.
Which may have, the whole thing might have been staged, if you ask me.
But feels like it.
What, honestly, if Neil deGrasse Tyson is listening, text me at 560-22 on the Kendall Toyota West Kendall. What did we learn from the moon exactly? Like, aside from was it all about just beating the Russians? Like, we have to get there before the commies get there. Like, that's all we're worried about. And then they show up to the moon. It's a rock. There's nothing going on there. There's dust. A little bit less gravity than we have here. What did we learn from the moon? 560-22 on the Kendall Toyota West Kendall Toyota text line. But no, my picks tomorrow. I've got Croatia, what should be probably a very close game. Croatia wins 2-1 tomorrow. And Chang, I guarantee you, Russia's goal will come on a controversial penalty. That's got to happen, right? Putin's going to pay off one of those officials. You must give me at least one penalty shot tomorrow, okay? You take a look at the replay. You make it up if you have to. But you give us penalty. I guarantee you Russia's goal will come on a PK. But Croatia will win 2-1 with goals by Modric and Perisic tomorrow. That's prediction number three. Prediction number two, Carmelo Anthony. I think by Monday we'll be talking about Carmelo Anthony as a Houston Rocket. I think that makes too much sense, right? I don't think Miami will be attractive enough to him. I think he's going to want to at least join a team that can contend, and Houston can contend. I think Carmelo Anthony is going to end up signing with Houston by the end of the weekend. And then prediction number one, Chang is either going to love this or he's going to hate it. At some point tomorrow.
Oh, CR7. I see it coming.
At some point tomorrow, the Bianconeri of Juventus will announce Cristiano Ronaldo is heading to Turin, Torino. He's leaving Madrid, and he's flying, and he'll probably have to stop in Milan because that's the best city. He'll probably have to get off in Malpensa and board another flight to Turin because there's no direct flights to that crap city. He'll fly to Milan, then he'll get on a connecting flight, like a tiny prop plane, to fly over to Turin. And I think Cristiano Ronaldo will be announced by Juventus some point tomorrow. And it'll be pretty early, I think, because Italy is 6 hours ahead of us. So let's say they announce him at like a 3 p.m. European time, which will be 9 a.m. our time. So watch out for CR7 arriving in Torino tomorrow. I think that's going to happen. He's going to have to get that connecting flight through the greatest city in the world, Milan. But at some point, he will land in Turin.
I feel like, Alex, so if they're going to make that type of announcement, it wouldn't happen during a game. So it might be before 2 p.m.
That's a good point. Well, they could do it like between the two games, right?
So that's a good point. I would say probably afternoon, which over there would be what, 6 p.m., 7 p.m.?
That's a good point on your part, right? So, well, no, but I said 3 p.m. Italian time. So that'd be not. Yeah, they could do it then, 9 a.m. our time. I think they could do it right before a game.
1 hour before the game? Okay,
I see. Yeah, they could do it an hour before the game.
Oh, that's going to be so hard to swallow, man.
Yeah, what would that, as a huge Madrista, as a huge Madrid fan, and you love Ronaldo, but you love him because he plays for your team, what would that be like for you to watch him wearing another jersey?
I mean, Alex, it will definitely hurt, man. I mean, I've been a Real fan since the early 2000s when we had Ronaldo, mm-hmm. Beckham, Zizou, Roberto Carlos. And, you know, and I'm not afraid to admit it, we got our butts whooped by Barcelona, man. I mean, they destroyed us and everything until... You know, we finally put in the money for a Ronaldo in 09. Mm-hmm. From the 80,000 fans that went to see him at his presentation, I mean, he's been the one guy that brought that winning ways again at Real Madrid. So him leaving, yes, as it hurts a lot, but I do understand it. But then I don't, because I would want them to still do a nice farewell. They didn't do it for Iker. I was very upset because of that. I mean, and Iker's from Spain. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. It's going to suck, but you know, if he actually wins another Champions League with Juventus, let's be honest here. What other player has gone to three major clubs in Europe and won the Champions League?
I can't think of any.
Pretty big.
And it's funny because I see a couple parallels to the NBA here, right? Cristiano Ronaldo is potentially trying to do what LeBron is trying to do in the NBA, win a championship with a third different team, right? Cristiano is trying to win a Champions League with a third different team in a third different country.
And it feels like Messi's Kobe. He's just staying with the one team trying to win it all.
And also, here's another NBA parallel that ties to me a little bit here, right? So I'm an Inter Milan fan, and they've had an excellent transfer window so far. Raja Nainggolan in, Kwadwo Asamoah, who played for Juventus last year, very good left back, is in. Stefan De Vrij, excellent center back from Lazio, is in. Lautaro Martinez, very, very promising young Argentinian striker, was coveted by a lot of other teams, is in. Matteo Politano, very good winger, is in. Like, up until this story with Ronaldo, Inter, my team, has been winning the summer transfer window in Italy. They've had the most impressive transfer window in that country, much like, you know, the Lakers got a lot of publicity when LeBron signed there. But then what happened? A day later, another all-star is joining Golden State. So DeMarcus Cousins goes to the Golden State Warriors, and then all of a sudden nobody's talking about the Lakers, nobody's talking about LeBron. And now that CR7 is apparently going to Juventus, they are doing to Inter what Golden State did to LA. You get headlines, look at this impressive, Raja Nainggolan is going to Milan. This is so great. And then now Cristiano Ronaldo is going apparently to Juventus, and they are doing to Inter the same thing that the Golden State did to the Lakers after LeBron. And I'm not, you know, comparing Raja Nainggolan to LeBron, but the feeling of the two fan bases is what I'm saying, that great transfer window, and then another team completely comes along and trumps you and changes the conversation the same way that Golden State stole the headlines from LA.
And also, Alex, maybe this is the type of move that gets Italy soccer back on the map. I mean, I know me growing up, I'm 30 years old, but when I was in my late teens, it was always AC Milan and Inter and Juventus and Roma always battling it out. Maybe this type of move needs to happen. And I know it's Juventus, and it sucks for you because you're a diehard Inter fan.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe this is what Serie A needs to once again tell the world, you know what? We're not dead. You know what I'm saying? Like, people have been questioning the league's, you know, its popularity. They say that it's the EPL followed by La Liga.
Right.
But, you know, if Ronaldo ends up going to Serie A, you have to bet your butt that Bein Sports is going to make a ton more ratings going on forward.
Well, yeah, like here's what I would hope, because
I mean, being a Real fan, I'll tune into Bein Sports to watch Ronaldo now at Juve.
Well, like from obviously Real Madrid and Barcelona are the two of them.
Those are givens.
They spent a ton of money, but wouldn't you agree that the deepest league is Premier League? Like that is the deep, no question, right?
Yes, from top to bottom.
And the Premier League is so rich because they've got the best TV contracts and the best sponsorship deals. So all of their clubs, like even crap Premier League clubs, are able to outbid top Italian and good German clubs for players because they have so much money, because they've got a great TV deal, great sponsorships. So even as somebody who despises Juventus, my hope would be CR7 goes to the Italian league, and that's going to boost the profile. Better TV deals, better revenues, and you've got to hope and pray that trickles down to the rest of the league, because the Premier League, all of their clubs, even the clubs that are borderline relegation, have a ton of money because they've got such great TV deals and great sponsorships. The Alex Dono Show continues. Later this hour, we'll have a new edition of Clickbait, but we'll take your NBA soccer calls and texts next. Everywhere that I've been. Saying that people in Toronto don't know Drake would be like saying people in Miami don't know Pitbull. That would be the equivalent, right? Or DJ Khaled, one of those two. I think that'd be the equivalent. Of course they know Drake in Toronto. They may not love him, but they know him. Probably mad that he turned his back on Canada. And like many great Canadians, he decided I'd rather live in the U.S. The ponderous look that Chang is giving me right now. I can't tell if you're confused or if you still want to punch me in the face. You want to punch me right now, don't you? You want to punch me, but you won't. I'm trying to quote Step Brothers, but again, I'm getting the mean mug from Chang.
Is there a drum set around here?
Did you touch my drum set? Why are you sweating? I was watching Cops.
And you're a liar, because I know Cops don't start till 4.
Yes. Oh, man. 560-22 on the Kendall Toon.
Did we just become best friends?
Oh, I just broke the microphone again. Oh, God. Oh. Okay, I've got
Stay right there. I got it.
No, I don't know if you do. I can't find the piece that screws it on. Hold on. We got to... Oh, this could be bad. Oh, here it is. You see that over there? We've got to, like, super glue this on. We have any Gorilla Glue in here? This has happened to every host, guaranteed. Joe Rose has broken the microphone off the mechanical arm. Hawk. You know, Manny Chang just helped me refasten the microphone. He did that because he knew I was in segment, and I've got a whole segment to go. But I do know how to fix the microphone myself. I do. Every time the mic breaks on Hawkman in the afternoon, he's got to get an engineer in here to fix it. I am my own engineer. I'm a self-made man. Do it yourself. DIY. That's the Dono way. That is the Dono way, my friends. By the way, I asked the listeners, what did we learn from the moon landings? Like, we went there just to beat Russia. Did we actually learn anything on the moon? Text writes in, all we learned from the moon landing is that humans can survive on drinking Tang alone. We've got some Tang downstairs. I feel like the bottle of Tang may be, like, from the 1990s. We learned the moon has a dark side, a texter writes. Let's go to the phones, 305-567-0560 or 954-567-0560. Let's talk to our buddy Cookie Monster here on QAM. What's up, Cookie?
What it is, what it ain't, bro.
How you doing?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm doing excellent. Big weekend coming up.
So let me ask you a quick question. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Do you know who Rick Ross is?
Yes, another Miami-based rapper.
Do you know who Trick Daddy is?
Yes, I've heard of Trick Daddy, of course.
You've heard of him, right?
Yeah, but no, of course I have. In fact, right. I love some of his songs.
Okay, so how does the number one music act in the world, because he's considered the number one music act in the world, that just brought out a brand new album that you probably don't even listen to, but you know of.
Sure.
Right? So Toronto... where he goes and he's pretty much an ambassador for the Raptors and is seen on their television and whenever a game is on, they don't know who Drake is?
Yeah, I think Chang is just making stuff up. I don't see any way this is possible.
No, what I think happened was, I think they were messing with him. Like, was it him or his girlfriend?
It was his girlfriend.
They were probably messing with her.
Probably
like, they're
so.
Like, oh, of course we don't know who Drake is. You know what I mean? Like, one of those sarcasm, I don't know.
You know what? Here's my theory. I think people in Toronto are mad at Drake because when he made, we've all seen it, when he made that God's Plan video, he was out on the streets of Miami. And he was out on the streets of Miami handing people money, just handing people cash, right? If I'm from Toronto, look, and Toronto, I'm sure like any big city has some poverty, has some bad neighborhoods, has some people who are, you know, barely living paycheck to paycheck, barely surviving there. So right. if I'm from Toronto and I'm not well off and I'm watching this video, you're telling me this guy who is the face of my city is handing cash to random people in Miami and he's not doing that in his hometown? That would piss me off. Like if Pitbull or Rick Ross or DJ Khaled was up in Toronto handing people free money and they're not doing that here in Miami, that would upset me. I can see why they're upset in Toronto.
Yeah, I would get upset too. I would get upset. I'd be like, man, so you're over there in Miami handing out handouts to all these people and buying them groceries?
Right.
Yeah, you have people starving over here in the six, like you call it?
Yeah.
That makes a whole lot of sense. But damn, bro, they don't know who Drake is?
It's ridiculous. Those ungrateful Canadians. They know what maple syrup is. They know what poutine is. They don't know Drake. It's crazy.
Tell me about it. So you're telling me that the best player, well, behind Messi, is leaving just like that, huh?
Apparently so, man. I mean, I'm still wondering if it's a leverage play because his agent, who's it's one of the highest profile agents in soccer as you can imagine, Jorge Mendes. His agent might be trying to, because he's been negotiating for a new contract with Real Madrid. His agent might be trying to convince them, hey, he could leave. You better up your offer. Until it's officially signed, sealed, and delivered, I still wonder if it's a leverage play. But every Italian reporter, every Spanish reporter seems to be now believing that he is leaving Madrid for Juventus. So it's starting to look like this is really happening. Much in the way we watch the signs from LeBron. Oh, he's buying more mansions in L.A. He's enrolling his kids in school. Everyone thinks he's going to L.A. At some point, you have to start believing the signs, and the signs turned out to be correct. I think the same thing is happening with Ronaldo heading to Juventus. All the signs are pointing at that.
But that's the thing. I mean, wasn't there leaked pictures or whatever of a jersey? A Juventus jersey?
Which is strange to me because I guess maybe they just had to get ahead of it. But I didn't think you were even allowed to start printing the jerseys until it was official. But that doesn't mean like somebody at the team store isn't custom. I don't know what was going on there, but that was another pretty big sign.
So if I have another question for you. If Carmelo ends up going to Houston, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, does it matter? I mean, I'm so pissed that Golden State has a freaking all-star team together.
Yeah,
like,
they do.
Like, I'm the type that I respect, you know, when I see something great and something being made that's going to be in the history books, because that's going to be in the history books. But how is this, I mean, honestly, NBA, how is this legal? How do you allow a team
they can't block free agent signings and they shouldn't, right? Like they can block trade. They can block trades if they're unbalanced or it looks like collusion, but they cannot block, like they cannot tell somebody, hey, you're not allowed to sign as a free agent for the team of your choice. They're not allowed to do that. There's nothing they can do about this.
But out of the Golden State, out of the guys, out of the core, how many of those guys are drafted? Out of the three.
Clay and Steph and Draymond. Three out of the five were draft picks. I believe right, Draymond
that's
was drafted
saying,
there.
The four. So those three guys are drafted.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. And all they did was pay two guys.
Right, yeah. And they're paying, you know, a max. They're paying a max to KD, and they're getting a big discount for Boogie.
Whoever that GM is, dude, I bow down and kiss your feet because you are doing wonders. That's ridiculous.
No, it's fantastic. They're doing work over there. I appreciate the call, man.
All right, bro. I love you.
I love you, too. They're doing work up there in Oakland. Was that a little awkward, the exchange of I love yous? Chang is looking at me like, what are you doing over there? I don't know. If somebody tells you they love you, I say I love you, too. It's just what I do, man. It doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter if it's my wife, my mom, or a guy like Cookie Monster. You tell me you love me, I'm going to say I love you too.
Hey, I'm not going to say anything, my man. Just go about your business.
I love you, Manny. And you say? I'm waiting.
Nothing back. No.
I love you.
Okay.
You don't leave me hanging.
Yo, Kara, come in.
Wow. So you're too macho to say you love me.
I can't say this on the air.
No, this is like, okay, you got to understand. There's different forms of love, right? There's,
love you too, bro.
There's many. Okay, that's all. Thank you. That's all I wanted, right? There are many different forms of love,
now
right?
I forgot who's online too.
There's the way that I love my wife. There's the way that I love my son, which is completely different. There's the way that I love my parents. There's the way I love my sister. There's the way I love my friends. It does.
I would hope so.
I love all of you, but in very different, very special ways. You're all unique and wonderful to me, right? I hate Cristiano Ronaldo, but I love Manny Chang.
By the way, a quick thing on that. Jerseys have been printed.
Yeah.
Stocks have gone up.
Yeah.
Dybala's been up for sale.
Yeah.
And Juventus... does not comment until earlier today and says, there's been speculations of us doing this and this. We are trying to make opportunities of this to occur. They're not even neglecting it. What club does that if for sure if it's not going to happen?
Yeah, no, it's going to happen. Although, like, I got to say, if you sign Ronaldo, it's great. But if you have to also sell Dybala, Higuain, Rugani, does Ronaldo make up for all of that? Especially when I'm sure Ronaldo is going to get rest during certain Serie A games. Like, there's no way they're starting Ronaldo against Sassuolo and Frosinone and Parma, like teams that have just come up from Serie B. He's going to sit out a lot of these games. You know, they may even rest him in like a Fiorentina game every now and then. I'm sure he'll play against Inter. He'll play against Roma. He'll play against Napoli as long as he's healthy enough to do so. But I'm sure they're going to rest him for a lot of these games. And then you're making your squad weaker because he is so expensive. And one thing, I want to make this clear on player wages because I see a lot of people saying, wow, Juventus is only going to pay Ronaldo $30 million a year. I thought he's worth way more than that. In Italy, they report the wages a different way. Like if it's in England, for example, the Premier League, the wages for players sound astronomical in England, and they are, but they sound even more astronomical because they report the wages pre-tax, right? They tell you what the gross wage is. Like, oh, such and such player is making £50 million a year, when after taxes, he's only making 25, 30 million pounds per year. Where in Italy, they report the wages after taxes. And the tax rate for someone in Ronaldo's tax bracket in Italy is gigantic. I've been told that, so Juventus apparently is going to pay Ronaldo 30 million euros in wages, but that's after taxes. His gross wage is actually 60 million euros a year. But he's going to have to pay, assuming he pays his taxes, which he doesn't have a great history in doing that. He may pocket all the money. He may just pocket everything. But the pre-tax wage is 60 million a year, 60 million euros a year. They report the net wages after taxes. So the 30 million a year number, if that sounds a little bit low for Cristiano Ronaldo, it's because the Italian league reports the wages after taxes where I know England reports it before taxes. I think Spain also reports before taxes. But if you're Cristiano, you don't pay your taxes anyways. It really doesn't matter. The Alex Donner Show continues. New edition of Clickbait coming up next here on QAM.
Therapist. I've spent thousands of dollars on therapists.
The Joe Rose Show with Zach Krantz. Download the podcast on WQAM.com and listen live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
on 560 WQAM.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Cadillac Studios, Moores has more.
Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com.
Just like my mind where I'm going, the women, the shorties, know nothing my clothes. No stopping at my Pirelli's on roll. I like my theory, that's always on roll.
Lowrider, another rapper I know from South Florida. And you're telling me Canadians don't know Drake. It's ridiculous. I love me. I think this is my favorite Lowrider song out of like the three that I know. How about that? Before we get to clickbait, interesting text, and I think I have the answer to this, and I want to get Chang's take on this as well. Because, like, I did mention last segment, and you agreed with me that, listen, to me, the Premier League is the best European league, top to bottom, right? Where Real Madrid in recent years has been the best team, and they play for La Liga, and Barcelona is elite as well. The Premier League is the deepest league. Premier League is the deepest league from top to bottom, much deeper than La Liga, much deeper than Bundesliga, which to me is a one-team league with Bayern Munich, deeper than Italian Serie A, which for 7 years has been a one-league team with Juventus. So a texter writes, Ronaldo is making a massive mistake not going back to Premier League and joining an inferior league. My answer to that is two-part, right? It's not about Serie A, it's about Champions League. Like, Ronaldo, he's thinking more about Champions League. Like, I don't think Ronaldo said, I cannot wait to go to Serie A, that I have to join the Italian League. No, Ronaldo is thinking about the fact that Juventus is always a competitor in Champions League.
Well, to be honest, and no offense, it's been the only competitor in Italy for quite some time.
What,
they
won
6-7 straight Scudettos?
Seven straight, yeah, they've won seven straight.
7 straight years Juventus has won Serie A.
Good things happen when you cheat.
He's not going to AC Milan.
Well, let's not forget, though, from 2006 to 2010 when Inter won 5 straight Scudetto.
No, I'm not saying. I'm just saying recently.
Sure. No, yeah, it's been a one. No question about that.
And but what's the one thing that Juventus has not been able to win in 20 years?
Champions League.
There you go.
But they've come close in the final.
They've had 2 finals, what, in 4 or 5 years?
Yes.
They haven't been able to win it.
2 finals within the last 4 years, I think. 2 years ago, they're in the final against Real Madrid. They lose to Ronaldo. Last year, Juventus loses in the quarterfinal to Real Madrid and Ronaldo. Juventus is always a player in Champions League. They always have success in Champions League. Think about it in those terms. Like, don't think about it as Ronaldo joining Serie A. Think about it as Ronaldo saying, you know, I because honestly, with Real Madrid, he's probably figured, I've won 3 straight Champions League here. I've done really all that I can for this team. 4 total. I need to find a different challenge. So he's probably thinking, let me do something different. Ronaldo, actually, when he was 19, before he joined Manchester United, nearly joined Juventus, was about to join Juventus at 19 years old. But then Marcelo Salas, that injury bust, he refused a transfer from Juventus, so they couldn't sign Ronaldo. He's thinking about Champions League more than he's thinking about Serie A. That's the reality of this. And then the other thing, Chang, is why Ronaldo doesn't want to go back to Premier League. 33 years old, he wants to preserve his body. Premier League is the most physical league in Europe.
That's why Messi's never going to go there.
Like at Premier League is a younger man's game because it's so physical. Right? So I'm thinking Ronaldo says, you know what? It's probably better for me either to stay in La Liga or to join Serie A, where it's because Serie A is a very technical league, but I think he'll do fine there because he's so intelligent and so skilled. I think that's the most technical of the major European leagues, but the Premier League is the most physical. So at 33 years old, why would you want to join Premier League if you don't have to?
Well, not only that, he's won titles with Manchester United.
Right, so he's already been there. He's been there, yeah. He's been there, done that. So not only does he have a chance to win Champions League for a third team, which you're right, I can't think of another major player who's ever done that, win Champions League with 3 different teams.
Ronaldo's 2. Ronaldinho, I think, is still 1 with Barcelona. I mean, who else?
I couldn't tell you because a lot of the great players won Champions League with 1 different team. So he can not only win Champions League with 3 different teams, 3 different countries, 3 different leagues. I think that's impressive, man.
I mean, if that's not a GOAT, tell me what is. I get it. The Messi lovers, like our first interviewer, you know, Roger Gonzalez, he even said it. He appreciates what Ronaldo's done.
Yeah.
And he noticed it and talks about it. But to him, Messi is his guy.
All right, it's time, my friends, to gather around your radio for a new edition of Clickbait.
We know you spend a lot of time online. Well, so do we. Here's tonight's edition of Clickbait on the Alex Dano Show.
You know, we love Florida Man on Clickbait. Florida man chases woman around the street with a golf club. That's the reverse Tiger Woods, right? Remember, Tiger Woods' wife chased him around with a golf club. This man turned the tables. A deputy from the Indian River County Sheriff's Office was called to a Sebastian home about a physical disturbance in progress on Wednesday evening. What a 4th of July these people had. According to the arrest report, dispatch had informed the officer that a man was chasing a woman around with a golf club and threatening to kill her. Well, that's not nice. The caller told 911 that the man had fled into the street. After a quick scan of the neighborhood, the officer was able to make contact with the individual matching the description walking around. The officer commanded the suspect to stop, but the suspect took a bladed stance towards me. That's referring to a side defensive position taken in fights. So he went into the karate stance. He went with the kung fu stance. He was going with the crane kick stance. He was ready to fight the cop. The man, later identified as Rudolph Grant, was belligerent and yelling. The officer noted a strong smell of alcohol emanating from his body. No kidding. Grant was also swaying back and forth, his eyes glassy. The deputy tried to gain control of the man by grabbing his wrist, the report said, but Grant yanked his arm away and began walking off in a different direction. The officer was finally able to get control of his wrist and placed the man in mechanical restraints, despite Grant's efforts to go limp. That's what my four-month-old does when he doesn't want to be picked up. He goes limp. I guess Grant was trying to do the same thing. This story, to me, unbelievable, right? And okay, so Manny Chang, you're a former teacher, elementary school. I've got now a child who will be in elementary school in a few years. This, to me, is shocking. This is from the Miami Herald. A deputy, I accidentally copied and pasted the previous story on there, but here's the gist of it. Florida kid, third grader, was repeatedly called a loser by his teacher. Can you believe that? Like, the teacher used to berate this kid. And so here's what happened. The kid would tell his mom, because the mom said, hey, you don't want to go to school. Your grades have been slacking. What's going on? And he basically told, yeah, my teacher has been bullying me. She's calling me a loser. And so the mom went to the principal. The principal said, I need some proof. So the mom put a tape recorder in the kid's backpack for 2 days. And then she went over the tape. And repeatedly, this teacher was referring to the kid as a loser, bullying the kid in class. Oh, making fun of him because he couldn't, like, fill out the bubbles correctly on the multiple choice test. And they played it for the principal. And that was the smoking gun. This idiot teacher did not know she was being recorded the entire time. And here's the kicker. This teacher last year, the previous year, was named Teacher of the Year at that school.
You mean to tell me I got laid off and this person still had a job until they found evidence? Dude, what's wrong with America?
When they're firing this teacher, give Manny Chang a look.
Please, this teacher should never, ever be able to teach our children ever again. I'm so sorry. Or teach anything for all I care.
Called the kid a loser. Ridiculous. And clickbait. This is great. This is an actual ad on eBay. Do people still use eBay, by the way? You do?
I buy all my bobbleheads on eBay.
I haven't used eBay in like 15 years. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not doing it right.
You have nothing valuable to purchase.
That's fair. Okay, so this is an actual eBay ad. Dave Alexander is selling a 6-year-old McDonald's cheeseburger and fries on eBay. Dave Alexander says the cheeseburger and fries he bought from McDonald's 6 years ago and placed on a shelf are surprisingly decent looking still. The fries are stunningly good looking, he says. The fries look like they were purchased this morning, the rural Ontario farmer told As It Happens guest Robin Bressonen. The burger itself has darkened a little bit. The bun is about as hard as a hockey puck, which is something a Canadian would say. But it looks just like it's brand new cosmetically. So here's what the ad says. Original owner, never eaten, he boasts in the description. It basically has petrified itself. Looks very sellable, he said. I'm going to assume that someone's going to rehome my cheeseburger. You would figure somebody's going to buy this just for the novelty of it, right? Oh, how fun would it be? And he's asking for $29.99 for this. How funny would it be to buy a 6-year-old petrified cheeseburger from McDonald's? Original owner, never eaten. Stay classy, internet. 560-22 is how you get at us on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. You can get in via the phone lines at 305-567-0560 or 954-567-0560. Would you take Carmelo Anthony, veterans minimum, on the Miami Heat? Look, if this was something that Dwayne Wade could convince Carmelo, by the way, is going to get stretched and paid by Oklahoma City. They're going to have to pay him his full salary, even in parting ways with him and making him a free agent, which means theoretically he could sign for veterans minimum somewhere and still make a ton of money in doing that. I think $27.7 million he's owed. If Carmelo wanted to come here and join D-Wade in South Florida, are you down with that? Are you down with having one of your top rotational players off the bench being Carmelo? I think he's going to end up joining Houston because they have a chance to compete for a championship. You know, they're not beating Golden State, but they've got a better shot at contending than the Miami Heat do, unfortunately for us. I would take Carmelo. I don't like something about that. If I know my team is not going to be very good anyway, right? If we're fighting for the fourth seed in the East, it's not like my team is going anywhere. At least give us something a little bit Hollywood. At least give me something fun to cover next year. D-Wade and Carmelo Anthony together. I would not be opposed to it, knowing that it's not like you're trading, you know, Josh Richardson or Bam Adebayo to get the guy. If you can add him for a veteran's minimum, I think I'm all about bringing Carmelo to South Florida. 9 o'clock hour coming up. We'll take your calls, texts, and tweets. The Alex Donner Show on WQAM.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.